the one and only Chris Tucker.
My man, man. Thank you, Ringette.
He's so nice, we had to intro him twice.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, we were just sitting here talking. I'm not just a comedian. I'm a fan of comedy.
Thank you.
So, you know, I'll go to a comedy show and sit in the audience, and I get all in the aisles and run and stuff because I'm in here bringing up some old jokes that you did that you don't even remember.
Yeah, man.
I'm in here doing your whole routine. So, man, but you told me, man, you had an opportunity to meet Richard Pryor, man. And I'm like, man, like.
He came to one of my shows in 95. I did 4 shows at the Pantages in L.A., and he came to one of them, and I was probably 24, 25. It was right after Fridays. It was the tour after Fridays. And he came back, and I told him, turn the lights up in the theater, and I gave him a bottle of Cristal. That's how ghetto I was. Richard Pryor's here. Give him a bottle of Cristal. Then he came backstage after stage, and I said, Mr. Pryor, how was I? Was I okay? He said, you're funny. You're funny. And I was like, thank you. And I took a picture, and I didn't realize how big it was to now. I got the picture. Yeah. I said, Richard Pryor came to my show.
This is
the king of comedy, man. So I'm blessed, man, with that memory. Man, I got a lot of great memories, yeah.
That's just awesome. That's like, if you're a comedian, that's like when Malcolm X met the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
That's right, man.
Standing up there crying.
That's right, man.
You're one of the most beloved actors in Hollywood. Especially considering that you don't, like, really make a lot of movies. But the movies that you do make people love. Like, I mean, anything from Rush Hour, Money Talks, even Fifth Element, and, of course, everybody's favorite, Friday.
Yeah.
Out of all of these joints, what is the most likely one that you will make a sequel to next?
Rush Hour, because it's an action movie, and people, and it always keeps evolving. You know what I'm saying? You can go to wherever you want to go in the world and do it. So Rush Hour might be the one if we could get that together.
You do understand.
I'm sorry, Greg.
What are you laughing at?
No, I'm sorry, Greg. Wait, hold it. I'm sitting up here because me and this fool Rock T, every morning we pull up on that first Friday when you was in that car, and that car kept pow!
Oh, yeah.
And that
damn tennis shoe?
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
That was for the moment right there, because the car wouldn't stop for real.
That took a backfire about 9 times.
Yeah.
Silly man.
Pow!
What did he say, Rock?
Man. Damn. You was in that chicken coop.
Oh, chicken coop, yeah. We had some fun. We filmed that movie we filmed Fridays in 20 days. It was like, it cost like, $2 million or something like that. We had a good time.
Okay, now will there be another one?
You know what? I don't know. You know, the rumor started.
Come on, Chris.
But we're going to see. I'm waiting on them. If they come with something, if it makes sense to me, then, you know, I'm always open because I don't want
to
let down my fans.
So you're
open to do it? I'm open. We'll see.
What's the hesitation, though? What?
No, it's a process.
Yeah, well,
what it is, you know, you gotta, you know, it gotta make sense. It gotta be a good enough role, because the hard thing about it when you starring in movies, you can't go back unless it's something makes sense. Like I did this movie Silver Lining Playbook that comes out November 21st.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a drama. It's not a big. It's pretty much a big part, but I'm not throughout the whole movie. But I'm in the movie. But it's different because it's serious. It's a really good topic. And it's about a family with family issues, and it's dealing with bipolar and stuff like that. So, you know, Bradley Cooper's character, you know him from The Hangover, and Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games, and then Robert De Niro's in the movie. So it's a great cast, great director, David O. Russell from The Fighter. Like, I like to do stuff like that that's different, that people won't expect, and, you know, it comes out. Cool.
Us black folks, we'll keep you in a box.
Yeah, you got to get out that box, man. I ain't going back. I'm free.
Something about Friday. We just need to do that as community service. This is for the community, man.
Because everybody that comes in and talks about fights, like, yo, we waiting on Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, D-Lo is about to be 65 years old. You gotta hurry up and do this.
That's who really want to do it. D-Bo want to do that movie.
He's about to
rumor.
Get in jail.
I hope he don't, man. He a good dude, man.
What did he do?
He's involved in some housing fraud scandal.
Yeah, he gonna be all right, though. He gonna be all right.
But if y'all would have did Friday 2 years ago, he wouldn't have had to do this.
Now he riding the bike for real.
That's
riding
wrong,
around,
man.
On the bike.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, you remember at the Comedy Act when D-Bo was sitting on the front row?
Yeah.
And a comedian come on and said, if you ain't funny, he'll come up there and beat you up.
Yeah, he used to beat you. Chase you around, man. Yell at you. Mess up your whole set. You're already bumming. D-Bo was crazy.
Yeah, you sit on the, you go up on stage, he's sitting on the front row. Everybody laughing except him.
Yeah.
And if you're not funny, he'll come up there and beat your ass. So he got mad at some comedian. So some comedian told D-Bo, said, that's your head or your neck trying to blow a bubble. He got mad and choked the hell out of that dude. I said, no, I'm not going up on stage. No, thank you.
I remember that, man. He used to do that. Tiny used to do that. Crazy.
All right. right, so Silver Lining Playbook, that comes out when?
November 21st. It'll be in theaters November 21st. Yeah.
All right, and you are in Atlanta Friday and Saturday, November 9th and 10th.
Yes.
And from what I understand, you can get tickets at foxatltix.com to check that out, right?
I'm filming my live concert movie. You got to be there. It's going to be great, and we're going to release it next year for the whole world. But the being in the room that night going to be great because I've been working on this. Actually, man, for about 4, 5, 6 years, I've been hitting clubs, hitting theaters, hitting the tour, and, man, it's just I got it right where I want it. So it's going to be special.
I need all the Chris Tucker fans. Let's stop being fake. Let's talk for a minute.
Yeah.
Damn, going out voting.
I'm
going
to start a petition.
That's
we signing a petition.
That's
I need all Chris Tucker fans.
Come on.
Hard this morning, y'all don't hear me.
Yeah. I
said, I need all the Chris Tucker fans to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you believe in this man,
mm-hmm.
if he made you laugh in Friday,
preach.
If he made you laugh in rush hour,
preach.
The man is back. Chris Tucker's back.
That's right. The return.
You need to be at the Fox.
That's right.
When?
November 9th and 10th.
When?
I'm filming my movie November 9th and 10th. Go vote and come. Go get your tickets at the Fox.
Tell them again, brethren.
November 9th and 10th. I'm filming my concert movie at the fabulous Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Come get your tickets. It's going to be on.
And how can they follow you?
Follow me on Real C. Tucker. Hey, I want to be serious for a minute. I want to give all my prayers and thoughts out to the people on the East Coast, New York.
Amen.
And I'm praying for you that they get through this storm.
That is, y'all. Hey, one time, y'all, Chris Tucker.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, man. Love you, man.
I love you too, bro.
Thank you.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.